We are checking in once again, Quincy City Council President, Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane, to bring us an update on last night's City Council meeting, October 7th Council meeting. Hi, Ian, how are you?
Good morning, Joe. How are you? I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for checking in. Appreciate the update. It's been a little bit since we chatted.
Yeah, a couple weeks, maybe?
A couple of weeks. There was a little glitch in there with the primary election.
I get what you're saying. I missed you too, Joe.
Good to have you back. What happened last night?
All right. So we started the evening off with a couple of public hearings, utility grant of locations for National Grid, gas. And then we went into a public hearing around an ordinance that is proposing that the MBTA bus yard at 954 Hancock Street be designated from what it currently is classified as Residence D to open space. So we had a deliberation about that. I think it's a very well-intentioned plan. Obviously, it's been a bus depot for however many years, 40 years, 50 years, I don't know. But and the property itself is probably heavily polluted, right? Considering the usage of the property. But I think the idea from the mayor's office is that they'd like to designate the space as open space. And then when the time comes for, I guess, acquisition of that property, which the city would have to engage in, would turn it into a use that would complement the area that's adjacent to the stadium and the recreation field. And of course, the baseball fields and Marymount Park there.
Okay, so raises a lot of questions in my mind as to what happens once the rezoning takes place. Does that mean the T has to get out of their right way?
That's a great question. I actually asked that question last night because I thought, okay, well, if we're changing this now, does that mean that the T needs to cease usage of the property? And no, that's not how it will go. I think this is a preventative measure to prevent, because they're obviously, they're switching their operations down to the south side of the city near Quincy Adams and the new construction. I guess that will not be ready until 2027. So at that point, they'll be able to continue their use of the property with which they own, but they cannot obviously do anything to it, whether it's develop it or sell it to a would-be developer to then develop on property that is designated as open space.
Okay. So does this ordinance have any kind of, indication that it will be transferred to the city once the T is done with it?
No, it doesn't, because I think that's another agreement.
Okay. So would it have to be then rezoned again once the city acquires it, however way it does that, to be developed on?
The intention is not to develop on it. Intention is to keep it as open space. So to, probably reconstitute it back to its environmental soundness, because I think there's going to have to be some remediation that the T puts back in to make it fit back in with nature, so to speak. That's the intent.
Okay, all right. So the mayor had talked to me before about maybe creating some kind of an indoor sports complex there for the
I heard something yesterday at the meeting about a field house. So, I don't know how that goes, but I think there's still a couple of pieces in the middle, which are the property would still need to be acquired. And then, I guess if the city does acquire it, I don't know what the parameters or the stipulations would be around the newly designated property being open space as opposed to the city wanting to put something like a field house on it, what they would have to do.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like it's going to be a process.
Yes. For a couple of years, or 3 years, three years down.
Did that pass committee?
It did. Yep. It did pass committee. And then it was passed out in the main council meeting as well.
Okay.
And then there was a presentation given on that Ali Sliman from the Emergency Resource Management Department gave on amending Chapter 175 of hazardous materials. So the intent was to add a section that would govern registration fees, fines, and response costs to people who use particular chemicals. Now, I thought that this was absolutely fascinating because apparently, and I now don't have my presentation with me, which I'm disappointed, but the apparently Massachusetts is one of a few states in the country that doesn't require people who are either transporting or using serious, hazardous chemicals to register with local municipalities. And obviously there's an opportunity to collect fees, but it's much more around the safety issue. What are people dealing with? What types of chemicals? How can we also inform not only our health departments, but our first responders who might have to interact with an adverse event with those chemicals, understanding what's, being used on a particular property. But I thought that that was fascinating because I think that, we have these conversations about green and being environmentally friendly, and this just seems like a much more important concept to be championing that has realistic environmental effects or potential detrimental environmental effects if not handled appropriately, for any city or town in Massachusetts. So, I think that this was a great measure for Allie to bring forward to the city council. I think this is a very thoughtful, smart measure, and apparently this is something I think he said he's on the board of the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, and this is something that he's brought to their attention on numerous occasions, but apparently has not been taken up. So I'm glad that we can take care of this on the local level, so that we can be as informed as possible and make sure that we're taking precaution and making this place as safe as possible, not only for our residents but for our first responders again, who might have to deal with these circumstances.
Yeah, so did he talk at all about how it would be actually implemented, Ian, in terms
The
of practice?
ordinance. So apparently there's a federal list with which certain companies need to register their usage of particular chemicals, and I guess they'll liaise with that and understanding who's using what in Quincy. But I didn't know if there was some I guess we don't really have that much industrial activity as we once did in the city, but it sounds like something that his department is capable of handling and managing itself.
Okay, interesting. Well, I mean, there is some down still at the shipyard area, certainly.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Did that pass also?
That also passed. Yes. That passed out of committee as well. So then going into the regular council meeting, there was a $1.8 million appropriation for preliminary work for the new Squantum Elementary School. So this is apparently to seek in the next process of seeking the Mass Building, School Building Authority approval, which I guess is on October 30th. This will get us through the design and development approval phase of the project over the next and sort of beginning phases of the construction phase of the project. Commissioner Paul Hines came in last night and gave us a brief overview of what are some of those steps. And it sounds like, from securing the modular classrooms that will supersede the school, hooking those classrooms up to electricity, et cetera, making sure that everything's in place for continuity of education while the construction will go. But all in, it sounds like this project will be about $109 million, of which most of that will be recuperated through the Mass Building Authority, Mass School Building Authority. And it sounds like I guess this is a long time coming for Squantum and for the elementary school. So this is, obviously a good project, and that measure passed last night.
Okay, yeah, that already passed through Finance Committee, as I recall, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, very good.
We moved an ordinance that was proposed by Councilor McCarthy to ordinance, and this is regarding regulations and orders concerning pawnbrokers. Which is something that I know nothing about, but I'm sure we'll learn much more in our ordinance committee meeting whenever we do hear this.
Okay. Are there any pawnbrokers in Quincy? Okay.
Apparently enough that require a new litany of regurgitated and rehabilitated regulations to govern them.
Right. Well, we'll look
I'm
forward to
just
that
as
in
surprised
committee.
as you. Yeah. And then there were two gifts presented. There was $800 from various donors for DARE in the memory of Sergeant John Ryan, who recently passed. And there was a gift of $4,025 from various donors also to DARE that were accepted. And that was our main program.
Okay, very good. And your next meeting is?
Next Tuesday, the day after Columbus Day. So we'll be
Oh.
back. I don't think we have any committee meetings scheduled, so we'll be back for our meeting at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 15th.
Okay, so we'll check in the next day if that's okay.
That sounds good.
Any Ward 3 information you'd like to pass along?
Let's see. We just put out an update on the Furnace Brook and Forbes Hill golf course area construction projects. We put out a video with Commissioner Murphy from the Department of Natural Resources, as well as Commissioner Cassidy from the Health Department. And it's just to give people an update of what's going on. The construction's going well. The building, the structure looks great. Sounds like it's on track for completion in 2025. And sort of, I think January 2025 is what Dave was saying. But that's out there on the city's and my Facebook page, the city's Facebook page, as well as their Instagram. So there's a good update there. But otherwise, things are good.
Excellent. Yeah, I saw the video. It was a nice little tour and give us a behind the scenes look at what's going on, and also at the park too. It looks great.
It does. Yeah, it looks great. And this project and the consideration of the project was a long time coming. So it's nice to see it all come to fruition. It's going to be a true gem for the city when it's completed.
Appreciate the update, Ian, as always.
Thanks for having me, Joe. See you soon.